Welcome to another episode of Conversation with Startups, where we speak with local founders and startups to ask what makes them tick and what makes their tech.
In today's episode, we will talk with Brick River and learn a little bit more about their robust communication platform that was built on Microsoft Azure, along with some other pretty cool Razor rendering techniques. Let's listen.
Well, thanks for stopping by, guys. This is going to be pretty cool. Brick River's here, and they're going to talk a little bit about kind of their technology and their services that they offer, as well as their experience with the BizSpark program. But why don't you guys kick it off by introducing yourself? Talk a little bit about your background and how you guys got here.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm Paul Schneider. I started Brick River in 2001, so I guess I'm the president, although it's a small company, so... I do a lot of product management, sales, marketing, some coding on stuff, and
my name's Steve Brunton. I've been with Brick River for, we figured out, 8 years.
About 8 years, yep.
And I'm
the senior developer.
Senior developer, but I mean, I work mainly on the product, so that's my focus, is working on our backend platform.
Cool. So Brick River. Let's talk a little bit about the river filled with bricks. So explain a little bit about the name and how you guys came up with that.
All right. Cool. Well, there were three reasons why I came up with the name Brick River. So first of all, the software platform that we have is much like a brick house to store data, to store content and contacts, and it's also a communications platform. So like a river, it connects people, right? So Brick River. It was also started in a brick building on a river. In Exeter, New Hampshire, and the words brick and river are kind of nice, so that's why the name is Brick River.
Okay, cool. So let's kind of move towards that a little bit. That you mentioned that the brick is kind of your storage aspect of it. So let's talk about the product. Like when you talk about storage, can you explain that a little bit more?
Sure. We like to call it a multifaceted communications hub. So what it is, it's actually kind of a four-part system, and so the customers can either use one or many of the parts. It's a content management system for doing kind of big websites. It's a contact management system, so you can store all of your contacts, and then therefore there's an emailer, so you can email blast them. You can track who's opened stuff. Then you can also track who's visited certain pages on your website. And finally, there's a registration/forms component. So when people register, they get dropped right into your contact manager. So it initially started out as kind of a contact database. But that's why it's got the name Brick River.
Oh, cool. So you mentioned you're part of the product team, you're lead developer.
Yep.
So talk a little bit about some of the technologies that you use to kind of build this Brick River system.
Sure.
Well, the entire thing is hosted on Azure, which is great. Previously we ran our own servers. And it was always a hassle, being able to grow. So it's great. We can scale up and scale down very easily. When we do the website, when we host people's websites, we decided that we didn't want to invent our own templating language. So we actually host the Microsoft Razor engine. So anytime someone creates a page or edits a page, they're actually editing a Razor page that we store in the database. We then build them on demand on Azure and serve them up. And we're able to do that pretty efficiently using SQL Azure to store the actual pages. We do also store the assets, so images, JavaScript, anything like that that's just a file, we store in Azure storage as well, and we serve those up for the customers. You had said that we do content and contacts, so we store all the contact information in SQL Azure. Customers have the ability to really configure that, so if they want to have special attributes that they want to add to their contact records, they can customize it, but we ultimately store it all up on SQL Azure. And it's been pretty good. We used to manage all our own servers, and we certainly wouldn't go back.
We reached a point where it was just so difficult for us to manage all of the servers and the hosting environment, and then all the separate code bases for all the components. It was like every customer times three, and now it's just a single thing on Azure, and we use so many different parts of Azure, the SQL database. We use all the different types of storage. What else?
I mean, we have a worker role, so we do backend processing. We use the Azure worker to do that.
Mm-hmm. Like to send out the emails or
even like
do big long import jobs and stuff like that.
Right.
And we also like things that are long running or things that we do periodically. We use the workers. So for example, we process the IIS logs.
Okay.
So we can tell, so we can give analysis to the customer who's visiting the site, what are your popular
pages,
all that kind of stuff. And even for our own standpoint, you know, which customers are using a lot of bandwidth versus others. So these kind of long running jobs we do in Azure Worker Roles, and we use Azure Queuing to manage that. Emails is another big one. You know, we send out an email to tens of thousands of recipients. We can create small batches and then queue them all and have the email go out in parallel, so it actually is pretty responsive.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So there's some really cool stuff we can do with Azure.
We use SendGrid. I mean, I don't know if that matters,
for the mail
but
provider,
it's
right?
Yeah,
yeah,
we used to run our own, you know, boxes, and that was a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
So now we just deliver them through SendGrid.
Data over there and let SendGrid manage it and send it on out.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. So at the end of the day, it's this kind of nucleus, right? This engine that you have, you know, the Brick River engine. And then as a customer, I kind of come in and I spin up my own, you know, application or instance of that particular, I shouldn't say particular engine, but I'm served my particular the content and images and pages based off of host name, right? Depending on my domain name that's coming in, you look in the database to say, hey, this is xyz.com, and figure out some logic and then pass out that information, render that information out to the client.
Right, and that's great because the customer doesn't have to actually install anything. We host it completely on Azure on their
mm-hmm.
behalf, so they get updates. If we make improvements to the system,
right.
they automatically get them. They don't have to worry about, oh, I have code that's going to get out of date, or you know, the new version of the product comes out, they're automatically upgraded. They're getting incremental upgrades.
So how often, just a side note, how often do you guys update or put
every
out
half hour. We just, you know, if I have an idea, we just implement
it.
So there are some bugs with that, you know, level of frequency, but it's okay. Yeah,
we're continually improving the
product. Yeah,
it's
like,
I mean,
it's at least weekly.
Yes, I would say at least weekly. And we don't have, you know, a strict versioning system. It's not like, oh, version 2 is coming. It's continuous improvement.
Just kind
so
of adding like little functions and widgets and features and that type of stuff too.
That kind of thing, or like
exactly.
even, you know, a lot of times a customer will have a great idea. What happens often is a customer will have a really great idea,
yes.
and we'll
bake
do
it into the project,
and
right.
then we can
yeah.
kind of cycle it back through everyone else. So it's great even there. You know, people can manage multiple sites
mm-hmm.
on our platform, but we can also manage multiple similar customers in kind of the same way. So we have ways that we can share code and share configuration between customers. So it's great for us if one customer has a really great idea, we can implement it for them, but we might say, you know what, we're actually gonna share this across these other customers. You know, we have a lot of similar.
We have like, we use XML to articulate our data structures, and we have it, think of it like cascading XML. So like at the base level, our system, you know, has tables in SQL Azure, but then there's a layer that articulates, like, let's call it content and context in its most generic form, right? And now a customer at the high end could articulate their things for them. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I want to have members and conference rooms and a resource library or whatever it is, right? But then we also, and this is something that we may do, we have a way that we can create, like, let's call it functional or market-specific bundles. So we could articulate a school's contact management thing, and it's just a set of XML that makes it more specific for a market, and so that those people don't have to do it all themselves.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Like, but we didn't want to go all in our product. We didn't want to go all in and say, it's a school contact management system.
Yep.
It's a, you know, sales and marketing engine, but we're, you know, you are able to create whatever the heck you want, but we also, for a certain range of things, have these what we call bundles that we can manage. So that's like one of our premises, is like to try to manage as much stuff for the customer so that they have less,
right.
you know, headache. They don't have to invent all these things, because people don't necessarily know what they're doing.
Right.
We've seen customers make data objects over the years, and they're like, you know, they make 20 checkboxes when they should make that a drop down, you know,
sure.
things like that. So.
Oh, cool. So you guys mentioned, you know, you talked about Azure quite a bit, but you mentioned earlier you guys had your own hosting. You kind of rolled your own hosting. So you had servers in the back, and you got to make sure that the red light is on and that type of thing. So talk a little bit about how that migration process was from,
sure.
you know, having your own hosting or at least your own managed hosting to come to Azure.
Well, I mean, the big thing for us, we had reached a point with managed hosting that, you know, Certainly disaster recovery was always a big concern. The ability to do, you know, have multiple instances running, we knew that we were going to have to do more of that. Initially, we just had a really big SQL server, a really big web server, and when things, you know, we'd get some more customers and things would start to max out, well, we'll just add more RAM, mm-hmm. we'll add more, we'll crank up the CPU allotment on the virtual instance and things like that. But it basically became,
it was like every customer had three things. It was like 150 to 200 either pieces of code, like code bases or databases. And it was just, we couldn't go on.
Mm-hmm.
So we said we have to make it one thing, and we want to be on, I mean, that's what we loved about Azure was the platform as a service. You know, we had many servers. I don't know how many servers we had. Six or eight. I mean, that's a lot for us. But, you know, we had email servers, we had web servers, database servers. Mm-hmm. It was just a big pain in the butt, you know, to deal with. And it was, you know, that's what's really fantastic about Azure is, you know, the fact that it is a platform as a service. We kind of emulated a little bit of that with our own differentiators. You know,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to manage the lower level of the code of the content management system or the hosting environment. We handle all that. We'll push the upgrades down to you. And then it's been really great. I mean, I think the scaling up
yes.
and down has been just like joke level easy
yes.
in Azure.
And
so.
It was, you know, it really, at sometimes it would almost keep you up at night. Like you'd sit there and we've got one database, which, you know, we had it through a managed provider and they did a good job for
right.
us. But ultimately there was a box on a shelf somewhere
yep.
that if that thing failed, the phone would ring or if there was an issue. And it came up a few times.
Yeah.
Especially if you're hosting my website or customers'
exactly.
websites. It's not like it's your own website where if it goes down, great, I only impact, you know, my little work. But
yep.
I'm impacting hundreds, if not thousands, of customers,
yep.
You know, that you're hosting or that you're serving.
Yeah. So our lives are better.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Less stress for, you know, less stress for our lives.
So it's been, so you joined the BizSpark program, what, a couple months now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Early in the year, January or so?
Yep.
And so far so good, right? You're cruising
that's
along,
awesome.
You're scaling, you're working with it. Can you talk a little bit about the process in terms of joining the program and some of the benefits for the viewers and the listeners?
You were a problem to deal with. When we had to deal with you, you were a real, like, roadblock. But other than that, no. Let me see.
I mean, it's been really great. We get a lot of resources. So, I mean, we got MSDN support there. That's been incredibly helpful. We were already using physiostudio.com for online hosting, but we got some benefit there through BizSpark as well. I mean, it's been...
Some of the, whatever you call it, some of the... You know, that we got, we can use in other places, some of the, I don't know what the word is for it, but, you know, we were able to use that for other, you know, hiring sales and marketing people to
okay.
help
yeah.
us grow the business,
sure. yeah.
which is the goal.
So let's talk a little bit about, so we talked a little bit about the product, so I think we've touched briefly on the customer, but what is that sweet spot? So, you know, obviously there's the mom and pop where I'm going to create a one-page website, two-page website, and then there's, you know, CNN.com, right? I mean, there's the Uber website. Are you guys in the middle, a little bit on one side or the other?
I think so. I mean, I think we used to use a lot of different content management systems, and so because we are both a software and a services firm, it was nice for us to be able to build it for ourselves. So we didn't really like content management systems that made us wrangle with templates. Like, it was just a pain in the butt. We just wanted to be able to, like, we know HTML, we know CSS, we know how to write code. Just, it's easier that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, like, I guess our system is for people that, like, just want to deal with the raw code. Not because that's, like, you know, that's not scary or bad, but just that's easier. You know how to do it, and it's more flexible. So those were the CMSs that we liked the best, and so that's what we wanted to do with ours. So everything's online there. You definitely don't use us for like a small little marketing site. Our customers have, you know, tens of thousands of content records across a wide range of content types. So it's not like they're just doing, you know, blog posts. They're doing blog posts, news, events, calendars, classifieds, publishing all different kinds of directories of their people and their locations, knowledge bases, and on and on. And one of the things that's also cool about our website or our system is that you can do multiple websites really easily. Like you just push a button and you get a new website and there's no logins or any extra stuff. It all lives under one roof. So that's another reason why you would use it, because we have some customers that, let's say that they have a lot of different geographic locations. So there might be like the parent site or the mothership, and then there might be all these different geographic locations. And so instead of them, like what they're able to do is they're build like one core layout, engage in one design process and say, you know what, we're going to vary every location by color, some imagery, and then they can share content and they can share the layouts. And it makes it, again, so much easier. So let's say you want to change that layout. You just change it here, and then all 10 or 20 different websites change. So I feel like if you're like a small thing, you don't use us, and then you use us all the way up to a, you know, probably to a certain limit, like where there's like huge companies that have all the biggest and baddest of everything, they probably would be like, you know, no, we're all set. You know, we like to integrate everything. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think the pain, we solve a couple pain points. Like if you want the big, you know, CMS that I talked about that is in that range, or if you want to use it as your whole communications hub, you don't have to, but again, it solves that issue of having maybe 5 or 6 or 7 different web applications. Yeah. I've got this mail system and this CRM, and they're synchronized with each other, then this web system, and I have to worry about hosting, and we've got a form system and a registration system. Well, we can do all that in one, and some of the customers, most of our customers do that.
Okay,
so
cool. Yeah, no, it totally sounds awesome. Any parting words, you know, last pitch type thing, you know, let the viewers know, obviously brickriver.com where they can find more information.
Yeah, visit brickriver.com. You know, give us a call. Let us know what you think.
All right, awesome. Great. Sure. All right, well, again, thanks for kind of giving us an overview of it. I think what we'll definitely do is be in touch and maybe do another deep dive. Maybe we'll come up to New Hampshire and kind of sit with your team and look at how that engine's actually working, the Razor
sure.
engine's working. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. It is pretty awesome, actually.
All right,
so.
Awesome. Great. Thanks.
Great.
Thanks, Joshua.
Learn more at brickriver.com and sign up for your free trial today.